With inventory, I go out in the warehouse and tell someone, I want to see this inventory down to this level or look for another job. The problem with inventory is if I do stock out, I may affect my best customer. Whereas with receivables, I was going after my worst paying customers first. And so, but which also might be my biggest customers. But with inventory, I can control that more. And if I remember, if I sell off inventory and don't replace it, it becomes cash. And so if I can get my inventory in line, so the question is, you know, they've already made a decision on whether or not they want margin versus turnover. So they may be ordering something from China, but the boat only comes over every 6 months, so they got to carry more inventory. But their margins are better. The alternative to that is to buy locally, order more frequently, reduce inventory, but pay a higher price and give up some margin. So you're sitting there looking, say, you know, what's more important to me, cash or margin at this point? So maybe they picked a model that, you know, buying and having a supply chain that far away is not the optimum thing given where our cash position is right now. So you're always doing that. And then the third is negotiating with the unsecured creditors, the suppliers and things. And, you know, I always kind of approached it by saying, look, guys, we've done business with you for a long time, and we're not paying because we don't want to. We're not paying because we can't. So here's a payout, here's a solution that I'm proposing here. And most of the time, if you can do that out of bankruptcy and avoid those costs, that's great if you can get everybody on board. And what I've found, as long as all the creditors feel like they're kind of getting treated equally, you can get something done. The minute someone thinks that someone's getting a better deal than them, then it breaks down pretty fast.